Good afternoon, I'm Saroja Coelho, and this is the first hour of Breakaway for Friday, January 20th. Coming up, we meet with Quebec City mystery writer Richard Sainte-Marie. I met him this morning at an event devoted to unleashing creativity. He talks to us about writing mystery novels and the lies he weaves into his stories. This morning at Maelstrom Café, that's here in Quebec City, where they were holding Creative Mornings, a global event where people choose a theme and then have presenters talk about how to be creative. And who we were speaking to or listening to there was Richard Sainte-Marie. Now, his work stars Detective Sergeant Francis Pagliaro of the Sûreté du Québec. This is a well-spoken, cultured cop, Italian roots, and an eye for fine art. He's a complicated character, which is part of what I managed to talk to Richard Sainte-Marie about was his characters and complexity and why he likes to share creativity. Here's our conversation.
I'm Richard Sainte-Marie. I'm an ex-sculptor, ex-musician, ex-radio man, and now I'm writing books for 15 years.
How would you describe your own work?
I write criminal stories, mystery stories, and there's not many violence in my books. Only one page or a paragraph, that's it. And what is interesting in my work is the psychology of the personage, the bad ones and the good ones. I think that life is not black and white. Sometimes it's gray. And even bad boys have good intention, good sides. And policemen also have bad things in their lives. So I'm interested in the psychology of the personage.
Your characters then are very complicated. They're not simple people.
I look around myself. I look around and I see real people. And real people is much more interesting than the one you find in a book. The real persons are my models. I copy, I steal from people, I steal the sentences I heard, I steal the way they walk, the way they speak, the way they look. Yeah, it's inspiring.
How do you create tension? A lot of your work has this tension in it. How do you create that sense of tension in a mystery where you give away enough, but not too much?
That's the difficult part. In my first books, I was putting everything on the first page. You know, the thing is, you have to separate the story in pieces, little pieces, and you have to choose at what moment you will say that and say this and say that. Sometimes I write, let's say, a chapter, and then I cut it in pieces, and I say, okay, this I will keep. Maybe I'll put it 20 pages further. It's the way to build a climax, suspense.
It was a little bit like that today with this talk. You built your talk that way. What were you hoping people would take away with them today after the talk?
I hope they understood how creation works. I hope that people understand that everybody can be creative if you have the opportunity and the right tools. This was done on 162 cities around the world this morning, speaking about the mystery. I hope what I said could be used as a tool for people to work themselves on their dreams and try to write something, a story, or invent a story, or tell a story.
What are you being creative with at the moment?
I'm writing a fifth book. It's a criminal story, and it's no fun. I mean, the cops are bad. In my other books, Sergeant Detective Francis Pagliaro is a nice guy. He's a gentleman. He loves his wife. He doesn't have any fights with the authority, the police authority. He's a kind man. He studies philosophy at the university. He's a nice guy. But this one, the fifth one, I changed my mind about that, and my cop is a very dirty one, and he kills priests. But there's a reason for that. That will be said at the end of the book, of course. But he has his own reason for being bad.
That was my conversation with mystery writer Richard Sainte-Marie at Creative Mornings, an event that was here in Quebec City and in 162 cities around the world earlier today. You're listening to Breakaway on CBC Radio 1. I'm your host, Saroja Coelho.